Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
A little bit cold outside today.
Little bit.
Yeah, so look, I mean, it's not like it's so cold that you have to wear a coat, right, Melissa?
Right.
Pebbles.
I know.
It's negative.
I know.
At the best, it's going to be 1 degree today, like above zero. At the best, if we're lucky.
You haven't given up on this yet?
And this girl.
For years.
And I still don't...
I got a t-shirt and then a flannel on top of it.
And she still hasn't... Like, she gives her explanation, but, like, she gives her explanation like it makes sense, and I try to put myself in her head.
It makes sense in my head.
And, okay, let me give you Melissa's explanation as to why she doesn't wear a coat no matter how cold it is. I mean, I'm only going from my house to my car and from my car into the building at work.
Yes.
And I...
What? What?
Don't even try to say it makes any sense.
How does it not make sense?
I could see how it makes sense to her.
And I have remote start in my car, so it's not like I have to sit in the car for 5 minutes waiting for it to warm up.
Right. But it just coming from you, who, no matter what the situation is, always looks for the absolute worst. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, if this girl wins a jackpot at Encore, she's like, I got to report it on my taxes. You know what I mean? Like,
you're talking about my brother, not me.
No, I'm not that bad. Oh, my God. No, you are a glass half empty, if there's any liquid in it at all, person. All right? So by that thought, doesn't it ever, like, the thought of, like, maybe having a situation with your car.
That's what blankets are for. I knew you were going to say that. I have like 3 blankets in the trunk of my car.
What if you have to change a tire or go outside your car?
You go call wear AAA.
And wait in the car with the blankets on.
I just renewed my AAA membership.
And wait in the car with the blankets on.
I can't change a tire with these nails. Are you nuts?
3 blankets in our car.
Yep.
But doesn't have a coat.
Why are you trying?
I have a coat.
I don't know.
You're incorrect on that. I have a coat. I have a nice Columbia thermal, like one of those really, really, like the ones that have the dots on the side to keep you warm.
You have one, but you don't decide to wear it.
Why don't you just donate it? Because
special occasions. I will wear it for special occasions.
Like if I
go to a Patriots game and I know I'm going to be outside in the frigid temperatures for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
hold on. Can I just stop you for 1 second? I know we have to get to first caller of the day.
Yeah.
But you get on me all the time. Why don't you do a 180, look in the other room over there at our producer, Aaron.
Who wears shorts no matter what.
Who wears shorts in this weather. And talk to him and not me.
Aaron.
He's ridiculous too.
Yes. But I would say that's worse because now you're exposing skin.
Yeah, but Aaron will wear a hoodie and shorts all year long.
Correct.
No matter what the weather is.
Yes, that's true.
So that's just his outfit.
Okay.
By the way, yesterday I was trying to I compared Aaron to a character, and if you've ever seen the movie, was it Homeward Bound? What's the movie where...
Onward Bound or something?
No. The one
Onward
where...
Onward.
Onward.
Okay,
where it's one of those Pixar movies where Tom Holland plays a dude and he has an older brother played by Chris Pratt. Anyway, Onward. If you've seen Onward, the older brother, the Chris Pratt character, that is our producer Aaron too. The only thing he's missing is a van. Other than that, Pebbles, when you see the movie, trust me, you will agree.
I know, I haven't seen it.
Oh, trust me, you'll agree. Okay, now let's get to our first caller real quick. Hi, Chanel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, first caller of the day. What you got, girl?
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I listen to you guys all the time, and I just want to say, Pebbles, I relate to you and your distolerance of people.
And I what?
And your distolerance of people.
Oh, my tolerance of people.
I love it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I feel you.
What you got going on today?
I'm mainly calling because I know that this person doesn't really listen to the radio.
Oh,
and it's, so my ex-best friend, is, well, was gay. We don't have friends anymore. Was gay. And he was dating this guy who already had kids. So he's that kind of, that confusing kind of gay person, I guess. So he has kids, but they start dating. So they're dating. And he comes to me, he's doing my hair one day, and he says, how do you know if somebody's cheating on you? And I asked him, I said, do you think he's cheating on you? He said, yeah. I was like, well, then he's cheating on me.
Just a gut feeling.
That is probably the absolute best explanation for how can you tell someone. Mm. Like, if the person who is in the relationship is asking, chances are they are cheating on you.
Exactly. And they've been together for years. And you've been over there. You've slept over his house many a time. So if you feel like something's out of place, something's weird. Cool. So he's telling me, you know, his charge has been moved from one side of the bed to the other, and there's extra towels in the bathroom. You know, he lives by himself. He doesn't have any roommates, so why are there, you know, extra towels all strewn about the place? Jeez. And why are they stiff? You know what I mean? So I'm just telling him, if you think that he's cheating on you, then he's most likely cheating on you. If there are things out of place, things are out of place. Mm. So I actually used to work with his boyfriend at this restaurant. He was the manager of the place. And he was just happened to telling somebody how he had this girl pregnant. And I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. So you were. So you were right. But I didn't tell him because at this point we had gotten in a fight.
So you knew.
You're going to leave him on his own.
Just, yeah. I mean, listen. Yeah. What happens in the dark always comes to the light. He'll find out soon enough.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm the type of person that's not really my business to tell. You know, we're not friends anymore, so I'm not going to tell you.
Thank you for the call. Man. Don't, Leroy. I know what you're going to say.
Oh, I was just in that situation.
All business.
I was just in that story.
Besides calling you guys and talking about it as the first caller of the day, I normally don't put people's business out there.
Yeah. Nope.
That was a great first call, Chanel. Thank you very much.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.